So I realized it has been a while since I did a video kind of explaining more about my cattery and maybe clarifying some misconceptions that people have. So that's what I'm gonna do now. I don't really blame you guys at all for having these misconceptions, but I just wanna clarify a couple of things. So number one, I do not make money from selling my cats. This is a misconception that a lot of people have about breeding, is that we're gonna be making a lot of money because we sell our cats for so much. But I have a lot of expenses when it comes to my cats. The first 2 years of my cattery, I made no money. I actually lost money from having a cattery. This past year, my expenses were roughly about $50,000, and I had 13 cats. Selling them was in the range from anywhere from $2,400 to $3,000. So even if I sold all of them for the max amount, which I didn't, most of them were probably closer to like $2,700, I would have only made $39,000. So that doesn't even cover all the expenses. The only reason I am making some money this year, not a lot, but some, is because of social media, such as brand deals. So that is the only reason I am making money this year. In the past, I have never made money, and that really hasn't been my goal. So why have I started a cattery? And that is because I truly love the ragdoll breed. I love getting to be able to raise these kittens and provide families with kittens that they've always dreamed of. So that is why I have a cattery. I also wanted to state that I do have a full-time job as an engineer, so that is where the majority of my money comes from. Another misconception people have is about the timeline of when I have litters. So I think people get confused because they feel like I always have kittens. And the reason why is because I keep my kittens for usually 3 to 4 months. 12 weeks at the earliest is when they'll go home, but I have kept kittens up to 16 weeks before. So people get confused because they think I always have kittens, but in reality, I just space my litters out, and then I may have like 2 month breaks in between a couple litters. So that is why it seems like I always have kittens. The most kittens I've ever sold in a year was this past year, which was 13. So I have never sold more than 13 kittens. This past year, that was the most I sold in 1 year. I also want to clarify how often I will breed my females. So the max I will ever breed them is 4 litters, and usually I like to space my litters out a year between each litter. However, sometimes I will make the litters be a little closer together. Like Summer, for example, this litter she's about to have is closer to like 10 months since her last litter. And the reason why I may do it a little closer is because if she is having frequent heat cycles, I like to breed them a little earlier rather than to let her continue to have frequent heat cycles. This is also Summer's last litter, so she's about to retire and just be my pet cat. I am keeping Summer, so that is another reason why I've decided to just breed her a little earlier. When talking with other breeders, I would say that most all of them will agree that 4 litters is a great number to keep as your max amount. And some may even do more than that, but I prefer to keep my litters as no more than 4. In fact, I have even retired some of my breeder cats before 4 litters. One of my very first queens was retired after only 1 litter, and I'm actually going to be retiring Nymeria this year as well as Summer, and Nymeria has only had 3 litters. So if I think it's a good time to retire a cat, I will retire them early. Not all of them are going to have 4 litters, but that is just another misconception that I wanted to clear up.